Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Honey on my lips. The psalmist said in Psalm 19 verse 10 about the word of God that it is sweeter than honey. Join Lady Reverend Adelaide Hayward Mills.
Life has a way of dishing out to us things that we did not expect. Sometimes it's a dream that seems to be delayed. Many times you see a man, you know, he has a good job, he's a cool dude, his suit is smart, and you think, when I marry him, everything will be together. The unexpected is unexpected from our perspective, but from God's perspective, it is not unexpected.
On Sweet Melodies 94.3, as she puts the honey of God's word on your lips, equipping you for all facets of life this and every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Honey on my lips will change your life, preach good news to the poor, set the captives free, heal the brokenhearted, bring recovery of sight to the blind, and proclaim God's year of jubilee. Honey on my lips. Saturdays at 9 a.m. on Sweet Melody. Be blessed by God as you tune in to Lady Reverend Adelaide Hayward Mills.
Oh God, thank you so much for what you have done. Ebenezer, for hitherto have you brought your people.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you for your faithfulness.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you that you led us through a long way. So that we may know that man does not live by bread alone,
yes,
but by every word that proceeds from your mouth. Thank you for this church. Thank you that it is even still alive and still exists. For Lord, some come and some go, but it's just by your faithfulness and your goodness in Takoradi. I thank you for what you have done. I thank you for better days ahead.
Amen.
This morning, let your will be done.
Mm.
Let your people be blessed by your word. Let your Holy Spirit minister to us. Let our lives be changed and transformed. Let your anointing fall upon each and every one of us. And let yokes be broken because of the anointing. Father, of myself I can do nothing, but with you I can do all things. Let your will be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Please take your seat. I want to thank God for the Takoradi Church, amen. I have known the spiritual landscape of Takoradi for some time because I was born and I grew up here. Many years ago, when I was coming up as a Christian, there was hardly any charismatic church here. And God sent some laborers to us. But there was so much distraction and talking, and so the church of God could not even progress. And we had a fellowship at Beach Road called Beach Road Fellowship that I felt God had led me to start. And God raised leaders through that fellowship. But I didn't know that they were all building blocks to what God was going to do. Today you have so many churches, you can even choose. I wonder sometimes if the Christians of today know how blessed they
are.
Because many years ago, to even get a revelation in the words, It was not easy to come by.
On the phone.
To even have somebody to teach you the word. So we depended more on Kenneth Hagin tapes, Fred Price tapes. And you couldn't have a duplicator, you couldn't have a tape, so one tape will go around. By the time it comes back, it's torn. We couldn't get books to even read from to progress in the things of God. We're very limited. And you could bring it only when you traveled abroad. You buy a few, and then you come and share among the brethren.
But
these days, you have the word in various forms. You even had videos before, after that, DVDs, and then you are progressing. We used to walk for miles to go to fellowship just to hear God's word. And we didn't feel tired with the walking. But you just turn a dial and then there's preaching on it. How blessed you are. But then we are not doers of the word. Now I want to speak to you about types of
in that menu kasa afa etefu asroto ayewo.
Hallelujah. I want you to come with me to Ezekiel 33 verse 32.
Yer kanefi Ezekiel woman itir eduesan ebasa nichichemu eduesan ebien.
I want to say that there's abundance of revelations, abundance of the word, but we remain the same, if not worse. Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 32. Are we there?
Ebuya.
And behold, you are to them like a sensual song by one who has a beautiful voice and plays well on an instrument. For they hear your words, but they do not practice them. Ezekiel chapter 32. 33 verse 32. And behold, you are to them like a sensual song by one who has a beautiful voice and plays well on an instrument. For they hear your words, but they do not practice
them.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said I was talking about types of hearers. The first type of the hearer is the sentimental, or the hearer that goes by his feelings.
And
God declared that to the children of Israel, essential song, a song that appeals to their senses.
Or catch Ezekiel there, Israel free, what's there in Enkofa and Numa?
It's like a song sung by somebody with a beautiful voice.
And
when somebody has a beautiful voice, you admire the voice. When somebody has a beautiful voice and she finishes singing, or she's singing, you clap, you applaud, you celebrate the person's gifts.
se obindi yadaw na se oto nyum no owia no bia rebon nsem.
The Bible says it's also like somebody playing well on an instrument.
So as the preacher
is preaching, you are seeing more the gifting of the preacher, the gift that he has, the talent that he has, but it has no impact on you as a sentimental
hearer.
So you hear the song, you feel the talent, it makes your body move and all that. But the Bible says that after that, you don't practice what you hear.
And
many of us are affected by the word to our senses, but not to our spirit minds. But every Christian is made up of two, the old man and the new man. The old man is not alive to the things of God. But the new man seeks after the things of God. But you can be born again and you can also be very carnal and sensual. The Bible says to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Could it be that the reason why we don't have life and peace is because we are not spiritually minded? We are carnally minded. And the Bible says that if you are that way, it is death. Death to all the things that you are involved in. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. We charismatics know how to applaud the word. We know how to be excited about the word. Sometimes we won't even sit down to preach, preacher. And we have the liberty in the house of God to even run up and down during the preaching. And it is the same way the world behaves when Amachidede sings. It's the same way the world behaves when Kojo Enchi has a concert. They also stand up, they applaud, they are excited, they are but his words do not change them. Because those words are not spirit and life. But after we leave the presence of God, the word is of no profit to us. We make our men of God very great and very big. Just like the world makes the stars and the icons and Madonna so great.
So
Ezekiel is saying that is how the people see you. They see you like a star. They see you like a gifted person who can play an instrument well or sing well. But they don't see you as a bearer of God's word. For his people and for that season. And that is why we don't see power in our lives. Why we don't know God. When Jesus Christ was tempted in the wilderness, he didn't say, what was Pastor preaching even yesterday?
When you know,
he He said, it is written.
There.
The Bible says that Jesus Christ is the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And yet, in the time of temptation, he quoted the Word of God.
So Jesus,
that was the Word of the Spirit. But many of you with other things. You have the ability to insult. But it doesn't cut through the attacks of the enemy. But if we were to hear the way God wants us to hear, we will be full of the Word.
Oh, as some be shaken, ma.
And it will come out of you naturally.
Na obefu mu aba.
When you meet, you say, how was the meeting?
Hey, I shall not to that.
How was the daughter convention?
Hey, Mr. Afu, when I share me know it, to that.
It was powerful.
Hey, tumu wom.
What did you learn?
About the sharing.
Oh, Lady Pastor said a lot of things.
Oh, sofu, Mr. Oh, cancer, Mr. Cancer.
What was the topic?
About
the topic, what was it? I think type of hearing. So what did you learn from it? Oh, the anointing that came down.
Hey,
we were blessed.
But there's nothing.
There's no deposit. There's no transforming power of God by the Word. You don't become a sensual hearer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the Bible also talks in James chapter 1.
James, it's recorded.
About a forgetful hearer.
James
1:23-24. James, it's so current. We are reading the Word of God because it's important.
Yeah, can you mean some or Sunday or here?
You're always reading PMP, other things.
Maybe I can PMP.
We have to exalt His Word above everything else. James chapter 1:23-24. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks at his natural face in a mirror. For once he has looked at himself and gone away, he has immediately forgotten what kind of person he was.
Na se obi ye asam no ni teifo. Na se onye ne yefo a otede nyimpa a ohwe nanyim bofuma wo ahwehwem na ohwe no ho na okọ na ntamara na anure efiri nyimpa sukra oye.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says that you can be a forgetful hearer.
Choice ebutuma yo bia ta so na na
uye. It's not that you don't hear.
Nye den so.
And you forget.
Nembom seta na wo wie fi. Joshua, it's recorded. Tema wache ase.
This book of the law shall not depart from thy mouth.
Ase da me embrace me mama ofu enum da.
But thou shalt meditate upon it day and night.
Junwo adeche nya adese.
And thou shalt observe to do according to all that it is written.
Na shede ibeye za wa chiro wo mu nyinara.
And then thou shalt have good success.
Na obesi wiye.
Thou shalt make thy way prosperous. He didn't say only meditation. He said this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. But thou shalt meditate upon it. Some of you, when you go to hospital, they say, take this malaria medicine 2 times a day. You are very faithful. But when God says meditate on it day and night, you say it's too much. When you are prescribed with antibiotics and you don't take them the way you should, you never get cured in the way you should.
So
Doctors
God says we should meditate on it day and night. And then the second step is observe to do. Be careful to do. But many times we don't even get to the meditation before we'll get to the observation. Meditation is to say to yourself over and over again unless it be, till it becomes a part of you. Let me ask you, when you are faced with a situation, what comes to your mind? Is it the word of God? When somebody offends you, and it's so painful, and you are broken hearted, how do you deal with that situation? Do you turn to the word? Do you turn to the throne or to the phone? I pray that this morning you will not be a forgetful hearer. The Bible says it's like a man who looks in a mirror. And then he goes away. Forgetting what he looks like. We have to keep looking into the mirror. The mirror of God's word. Because the world will give you a different image. People will give you a different image. People will describe you differently. Look, when you look into God's word. And with all the pressures of life. Sometimes you look in the mirror, you make your hair nice.
Oh yeah,
but as you go and sit in the taxi, the rain can beat you. The wind can blow. You need to come back to the mirror to put things right. I pray that you will not become a forgetful. Don't look at the word and then go getting what you meant. And the only way we can do that is to meditate on His word day and night. One thing that has guided me over the years is to ask, what would Jesus do? If Jesus were betrayed, what would he do? If he were betrayed like I feel betrayed, maybe at a point, what would Jesus do? When you are broken hearted,
remember the word
that says, he heals the broken hearted. But if you don't remember the word, even sorrow and grief can kill you. Because Satan will use your forgetfulness to take an advantage.
Satan,
when you come across situation, you must remember God's word. The Lord says, I will make the mountain a plain. And I will fill
the valley.
Said, I will make water, springs of water in the wilderness. So when you come to an impossible situation, it is only God's word that will keep you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I believe that Satan knows that. So oftentimes we are kept from the word. We don't invest in the word. Every day we are buying
lace.
We are. Every day we are doing weave on. But we don't invest in the things of God. Every day the men are buying a new phone or a new. But when you need to buy a deeper Bible to study deeper, to know Him better, sir, na Bible na nubu yezundeya.
Bible na
when you
Oh, na Bible sooner. Are you expensive here?
But other things you don't complain.
I
pray that you will not become a forgetful
hearer.
It is not that you don't hear. You hear.
That's it.
But you just forget.
Amen. Amen.
Now the next type of hearer.
Is the
hearer with a good and honest heart.
Let's turn
our Bibles
to Mark
chapter 4.
Mark, it's here, Anna.
I hope you can find it. Many of you, you know where to find things of the world. But you don't know where to find the things of God. I pray that the Lord will deliver you. I hope it's marked. There are different renditions of it, so give me a minute. Yeah, but the best I want, Luke chapter 8. Mark chapter 4, verse 24. No, it's not. Luke 8, verse 9. It's the same parable, but I want a particular one. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Luke chapter 8, verse 15.
Luke, it's our
change. Amen.
Amen.
And the seed in the good soil. These are the ones who have heard the word in an honest and good heart and hold it fast and bear fruit with patience. Hallelujah.
Amen. Asi nata owo asase pomun. Yinum nye one a wati akuma pa a oye etse asamuno. Wadisye na wanam abutermu swaba.
First of all, they have heard the word. But they have heard it in an honest and good heart. And after that, they hold it fast. And they bear fruit with patience. Blessed are those who hear what the Bible says.
So
it's important to hear. But after the hearing, we need a good and honest heart. The word of God is like the surgeon's knife. The Bible says the word of God is sharp. It is quick, it is
powerful.
And the surgeon's knife cuts out the cancer, cuts out things in your body that must be taken out.
Doctor,
so that you can have good health. It is the same with the word of God. And the Bible says that this one, they are the people who, from an honest and a good heart. If you don't have an honest and a good heart, God cannot change you. God cannot conform you to the image of His Son when you don't have a good and an honest heart. Because you will always say, this word does not apply to me. This word applies to them. As for me, I'm not like that. And so you don't become an effective hearer. Many years ago, I knew before that God had called me to be in full-time ministry. But I knew that I had to know the timing of God. And it didn't have to be the timing of it. I wasn't responding to God's call because my husband is the bishop. But I wanted to be sure that was God calling me. Because when God calls you, He will back you. And then when God calls you and there are tempests and storms, and you said that God called you. But if your husband calls you, when the tempest and things come, you say, you know what? I have better things to do. So everyone must have a personal conviction and a personal call of your own. When Adam and Eve were in the garden and God came, He didn't say, Mr. and Mrs. Adam, come, your sin is one. Your anointing wraps on just your sin too wraps off on the same way.
Adam and Eve, what fun we were thrown one. Nyame be one can't check. Hey, ekuna yir. Why are you at the boom? Why are you boom?
No, He spoke to Adam as an individual.
Onye Adam kase de nipokor.
And gave him a different punishment.
Onna ayi ot oman intia oya surunko.
He spoke to Eve differently.
O kase popozu chire Eve.
And gave her punishment.
Na no su odun intia man.
He spoke to the serpent differently and gave him a different punishment. That's why sometimes when lay people say, oh, they all stole, so everybody must be jailed in the same way. It doesn't follow. Sometimes maybe you did the crime, but somebody else just aided and abetted. He didn't even come to the scene of the crime.
Oh yeah,
but so there will be first degree felony, second degree, different sentences for the same
crime.
But I learned from that when you go to heaven, they don't say, Mr. and Mrs. come, it's a corporate anointing. No.
You go to heaven, I want to oh, when you know, I want a bishop, one who said, not when you are a
God, you stand as an individual before God. And it's very rare for even a husband and wife to die on the same day. And even in law, when people die in the same accident or at the same place, we have a way of saying that one person died before the other in terms of age. In terms of maybe they needed to compute something.
I felt
that God had called me and I had to answer. And so when I wrote a resignation letter, a lot of the lawyers in my office came to me and said, are you sure about what you are doing?
A lawyer said,
my boss called me. I believe it was from a very caring heart. And she said, would you give up everything for a man? I mean, the father has sent you to school. He has made you a lawyer
You
have done a postgraduate in the UK. Now you say you are resigning because of a man. Can you entrust your future to a man? And she said, but when you resign, what are you going to do? I said, oh, I'm now going to figure out what exactly I want to do. And she said, I really hope it's not that thing that your husband is doing. That thing.
No, after that,
and so I believed that the time had come, so I resigned. But my struggle was not the ability to obey God that God had called me. I didn't have a struggle about that. Or, I mean, has He called? He hasn't called. I've gone past all those things. But my greatest struggle was that I was going to be paid by the church. And you know, before my father-in-law died, he used to ask me, do you think that my only son, as a doctor, should live from collection? You think about it and give me an answer.
Na masu benyin answer no obohun asmo bi sam de meba benyin kor ah ma tin wa be doctor. E jin de oyɛ fiewo de obukwa ka di collection chap de makwa ji aso ma we sika no je jiza.
So although I had come full time, I struggled with that in my closet.
Nti na ma baye nyame adwuma de nanso na oyɛ bibia ɔhɔ mu wo me de.
And I told God, you know, by the grace of God, I have not needed anything in my life. Even when I was in secondary school, when they send people away to go for school fees, I wish I were them so that I would go home. You know, that mind of a child.
Because
my school fees
would
be paid in advance. And it was a problem for me. Why should they pay in advance? I want to go with these people who have been sent home. When you are a child, you are to be pitied. But I thought about all that. I said, Lord, I have been in Takoradi. When the pastor's wife wears a pair of shoes, they say it's from offering. When she travels, Lord, I've traveled, I've done all this without the church. Is it now that I'm going to be somebody that the church will just talk about? And Lord, you know that I'm a lawyer. And you know that I can, by the grace of God, afford all these things. And I told God, if, you know, if it were just between you and I, it would be okay. But the people. And as I wrestled with God in my closet, I had come full time, all right. The Lord said to me, you are proud. I said, Lord, me, everybody knows how humble I am. Everybody knows how lowly I am. How can you associate pride with me, Lord? The Holy Spirit said, oh, you are proud. That's why you feel that you are somebody, isn't it? I don't want to wear shoes so that they say this. I don't want to do so that they do this. Oh, the root of it is pride. And then I told God, I don't think so. I don't agree with you. Everybody knows how humble I am. And so as soon as I resigned, somebody called me and said, Adelaide, there's this German man. He wants a lawyer to work for him. Just set up his company, do a few things. You don't have to go to the office. You're going to be paid in dollars. It's just consultancy. And he even lives in Germany, so you have your own time. You can do all the things you want to do in ministry.
And so
I said, good deal. I don't even need an office. I can work from wherever I'm working. And the man comes to Ghana a few times. I said, this is the doing of the Lord. So I came to tell my husband, you know, if I come, it's going to be another salary for the church to pay. But to help the church out, I will become a non-salaried pastor in the church. And I think it's a good idea. In the church, working in the primary school, doing all that.
So
I trust that many people applauded me and said, oh, she's come full time now. She's great. She's obeyed God. That's very good. But I don't think that was God's assessment and God's judgment. I am sure that to the outside world, I looked humble. Oh, she has put her legal profession aside. She has come. She's fully now in the ministry. Oh, Sister Mami, oh, she's a godly woman.
And
then I believe that God kept speaking to me.
Na me jise nyame wo odun nyame kasei.
One day this German client called me. I've just come from Frankfurt. I just have a night. I'm leaving. So can we have a board meeting in the morning?
So that could bring you back. No, from the hey, banabebuda. That could be a meeting. Na adichipena moroko.
I thought consider it done. I'll be there. I wore my black suit, took my briefcase with all the board meeting things, you know.
Shemukot, etintum, mutama bag.
Got into my car. Drove on the Spintex Road in
Accra.
I don't know what happened, but I just blacked out over the steering wheel.
My
foot was on the accelerator. And the car was going, but I was slumped over the steering wheel. You couldn't see who was in the car. Before I knew, I saw the car going through some bushes. And so I applied the brakes. And then I sat in the car for a while. I saw Legon people that I knew in their ties since it was in the morning. And I was thinking, where are these people from? What's happening, you know? And then my brother happened to have come on holiday. I happened to be among the crowd. So he asked me to open the car. And when I did, there was a guy who was driving. I said, Madam, Adeng. He said that you moved out of your lane. We all parked our car. People were blowing their horns. Maybe and it was when the Benz bus parked. My car was still coming for that Benz bus.
Na Benz no ogina e boss ni gina he no. Na e car no the one call be your boss.
No, it was the impact of the hitting the Benz bus that brought me back. It
car no oka pim boss no on na o ma menyu ba mo hodo.
When I looked at the people at the bus, they were all cuts, wounds, blood, nothing on me.
Na nkofa what na boss no mu nyina nkofa we prepare mo ja na adame de bibia an come.
So I said, oh, I don't know what happened. Maybe I was very tired. Maybe, you know. I came out of the car, took my briefcase. And I told my brother, I have a meeting to attend. So you tow the car, go to the police station. I'll be there after an hour.
Okay. Never catch your brother there. Carly, you're not coming from a meeting. But I'm back. I'm not.
Because I knew that you would talk a lot. So where are you? Come now and things. So I just continued
with
my body. Sat down at the meeting. I spoke. I contributed. I wrote. I mean, as if you are not normal. And after that, I went to the airport police station. I gave my statement. I did whatever I had to do. All in a taxi. And
then
started to call my phone.
Na mukun sha asdo or fre mu phone.
Am I to this
car? Aba some na mreba ka chren.
And his mommy, where are you? People from Lagos and the world have not called me for years. They've called me. They said my wife is involved in a fatal. They don't know which hospital. They don't know whether she's dead, whether she's alive. But oh, I'm alive, gra.
Na. And we consider in comfort one friend and poor ash as one friend. Hey, will you ask them to be a while to now? She say, who saw that? So, where will you must put in port in the court? No, what day? Oh, madam, baby.
Woman, it was a Friday.
Na Mukofi, no, you feed her.
We had an all night.
Na yeah, you bomb pay. And funny, na
home.
We do feel.
Then my husband said to me, oh, you won't die. God will take us. I mean, I haven't thought to that extent, you know. And so I said to him,
well,
you go for your own night. I'll be okay. So he left. But at 1 a.m., I believe Jesus walked into my room. And he said, you see where your pride... You see where your pride has led you to. It took a good and an honest heart.
ọjị akụma ọdịmu na akụma sọ ọyẹ papa.
To agree with God.
Na to meji menye nyankopon menye ya adwen.
That what it was pride.
The aza na oreho menye ahomomado.
Not the people.
Enye domna.
Not persecution.
Enye ohawa.
Not opposition.
Enye nkofo worokutia.
But pride.
Nemum ahomomado.
And I believe that the Holy Ghost was able to deal with it.
Na meje da susum konkon otumi odamazu na ye adwuma.
Because it takes an honest heart.
O Sunday oji akuma ozimu.
To say, Lord, your word came, and when I look at your word and I look at myself, things are not straight.
Na etuma kede radi wa sama wa be mehwe wa sam na mehwe mo han. Nyema nye totin.
But I thank you that you are at work in me both to will and to do.
Na moment that was the radi iri ejuma omumu ama metuma pin na metuma ye.
And Lord, I said, Lord, this tonight. I give up my Isaac. I never knew I had an Isaac.
Let me name them Isaac.
But tonight,
and you think?
I give.
Isaac,
everybody else on the outward thought I was doing right. Everybody on the outward thought I'd come to full-time ministry and I was the greatest. But God. Words. And the Spirit of God could detect pride in me. If you are to progress in your walk with God, it's going to take an honest and a good heart. Otherwise, you will never change. You will always argue with God. When He says it's fornication, you want to give it another name. When He says it's pride, you say, Lord, not exactly. When He says it's laziness, He says, Lord, it's my work, it's not laziness.
But
it is only the hearers with a good and honest heart. Who hold it fast? Why do we hold it fast? Because the winds of the world and of time and of situations come to blow the word away. So after having an honest heart, you must have the grace to hold fast. To hold fast the word in spite of the storms. The Bible talks about the man who built his house on sand. We don't have time to read that now. And the one who built on a rock. When you build on sand, you finish quickly. When you build on sand, you impress people easily. And people will even look at the man building on a rock and say, why has he taken so long? This one, he just started and he has put windows and seen everything. When you build on sand, you use less effort and less energy and less investment. And many men applaud you because you look so successful. But the one who built on the rock is unattractive. He's unimpressive. He seems to be slow. He seems not to be flashy. He's not a bugger with a mobile phone here and a beeper here. Because he's building on a rock. He has to dig more. He has to dig deeper. And the two houses look the same. It's only the storms that reveal the types of houses they are. Your walk with God. It's not the convention seasons and the happy seasons that show us the types of
Christian.
It is when the storms come. One thing about the two houses. The same storm comes to both houses. The fact that you are a believer does not mean storms will not come. The Bible says the wind beat vehemently or strongly against the house. Both houses had vehement winds beating them. The storms of life will beat your house. The storm will look frightening. But after all the strong winds that carry things about, bring flooding, after all that, the difference is that your house will stand. And why will your house stand? Why will your house stand? Because it is built on the word of God. God says everything else will pass away.
This
passes away.
Oh, that will come about.
Emotions pass away. Attitudes and opinions pass away. The word of God, it abides forever.
Oh,
that we may build our lives on the word.
Oh, then you see,
that everlasting word. The word can create out of nothing. In the world, when you have nothing, you cannot create. But the Bible says that the world was void and without form. Some of you this morning, your lives are void and without form. And you don't see how you are going to progress from that place of voidness to a place of something. Oh, but the Bible says the Spirit of God was moving over the confusion, over the void. And God said, when God just says, even things that don't exist are brought into being.
Oh, Obab, Obam.
All that we will be doers of the word.
Oh, men pay
and not hearers only. That we will receive the word with an honest and a good heart. And we will hold fast the word. Look. It's not easy. Because even Jesus, the Son of God,
Jesus,
when he got to the garden, he had been telling his be destroyed and will be rebuilt in 3 days. The Son of God, the Son of God will be betrayed. The Son of Man will be rejected. He knew all these prophetic things. But when it came to the dime, he said, Father, if it be possible, if only you can do something about negotiation, pass this cup, let it pass. Nevertheless, not my will but yours be done. God's word is higher than your will. God's word is higher than your feelings. God's higher than that advice your mother has given you. God's word is higher than what you've read, seen on films. Job said, I esteem your word more than my necessary food. But many of us, we are so obsessed with feeding this body that will be put in the ground and eaten by maggots. All our investment is in this body that's so temporal. But our spirits, we don't feed them. When you haven't eaten, fed your body, it's a big deal. But when your spirit hasn't eaten, it's like it's a small matter.
I've not taken anything. I'm hungry.
May we be doers of the word. And not hearers only. The Bible says when you hold fast the word with patience, you bear fruit. A good and an honest hearer needs patience. The Bible says you have need of patience so that after you have done the will of God, you inherit the promises. Doing the word of God is here. Inheriting the promises is here. The bridge between them is patience. It is with patience that the word of God comes. But we are in a hurry. We want instant milk. Instant tea. Instant fufu. But with God, the word needs time to bear fruit. And the fertilizer for the word to bear fruit.
Na ma ada edigbogbo asom do mo wetu ma so aba no.
It's patience.
Onye abutar.
I pray for you.
Mo bom pa ma.
I pray for myself.
Mo bom pa ma man kasa mo.
That God will give us a heart.
Nyame omehin akuma.
A good and honest heart.
Me chira akuma pa.
He will give us the grace to hold fast.
Omehin aduma yebutum yesom.
And he will give us the grace to be patient.
No wa mehin akuma yebutum yeji abutar.
So that the things that God has said concerning you.
Amaza nyame aka fo hon.
Will come to pass. In the time of a storm, may the word of God present.
Oh, nyamina samumba
huba. May the word of God be your anchor.
Nyamina sam onyeza oba
tupa pem. Even you can shake, you can move.
Iba wotozi ibe himite.
But when the storm is gone,
nasa asa ise humrutia kema.
Your house will still be standing.
Oh, wudene sidere obechina.
Because it is built on God's word.
O sande esin wa nyamina samudo.
Invest in God's word.
Oh, fabibi pesha nyamina samu.
It's more profitable than stocks and bonds. Investing. Because it never changes. The word of your teacher changes. The word of your boss changes. The word of your husband changes. All the promises he promised you, he has not done even half of them. The word of your wife changes. But the word of God abides
for
you. God bless you. And stand to your feet.
Sorry to one and sorry to one and Bonsema Yesu. Hallelujah.
Amen. Shall we pray?
Katawinwa.
Oh, it's not the seed faulty.
Onye abani na wase.
It's the soil.
Nimbum oya asasina.
You want to ask God.
Ade pide bi sanyamen.
Give me the kind of heart I need.
Ibrade mama kuma mi hia.
A good and honest heart.
Mechira akuma pa na kuma odinu kwara.
A good and honest heart to hear your word.
Akuma pa na kuma no kwara me de betei wa
asam. A good and honest heart to hold fast.
Akuma pa motu mje su asam nim.
A good and honest heart to.
Akuma pa motu mje enyi abutar.
The Bible says it is God who is at work in us. It is not your strength. It is not your power. It is not your New Year's resolution. It is not your willpower. It is the Holy Spirit. Pray that the Holy Spirit will change your heart. Maybe like me.
Oh, I'm there.
God has told you something about your heart. Something about your lifestyle. Something you need to change. Don't wait to have an accident. Don't wait to have an experience. Men may be applauding you. But God judges by the heart. Lift up to him. Speak to him. It's not something we are just doing. Speak to him. Invite the Spirit. If you don't love his word, pray that he will give you a love for him. If it's not important to you, pray that his word will become important to you.
Oh,
Lord, I pray for every heart represented here. I come against every heart. I come against every shallowness. I come against every heart that is not the way to be. I pray for wholeness in our hearts, God. Deliver us from evil. Deliver us from hearts that are... Oh, give us a new heart, oh God. Oh, may we not be forgetful hearers. May we not
be
mental hearers, oh God.
But
may we be those who hear with a good
understanding.
Oh, let the Holy Spirit work in us, oh God. Change us, God. Give us for your word that's supernatural.
Oh, what's the matter?
Deliver us from the deception of Satan. Help us to hold fast your word more than anything else. Help us to meditate on your word. So that our houses may stand. Oh, yes, Jesus.
Jesus, here, Dawasi.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
Meze makoma ina be yowo
wuna wuye
mikwa chwefu
zi makoma ina
meze makoma
ina be medowo
You don't know, you are not sure whether you go to heaven or hell when you die. You want to say, Pastor, pray for me. I want to be sure. I want to go to heaven when I die. Pastor, you are here like that this morning. I want you to lift wherever you are. I believe that Jesus is here. You can make a decision to build your life on this
word.
Wherever you are standing, lift up your hands and I'll pray with you. You want to say, Pastor, pray for me. I need to start all over again. You are... Please lift up your hands. The Lord is calling you. The Lord is calling
you.
The Lord loves you. Lord wants to make things well in your life. If you put up your hands, I want you to take another step. Please take a step forward.
Come to Jesus.
Come to Jesus. Jesus is calling you.
Jesus,
you are standing there in the crowd. God is reaching out to you.
Jesus,
come and give your life to him.
Come
and make something good out of it. Come to Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want you to say this prayer after me. And I want you to mean it with all your
heart.
Make it your personal prayer to God. For today, Jesus wants to.
In the Jesus, I pray on your basis.
So please say this after me.
Jesus.
In the day.
Jesus. Me bonincy, na ebebewe. Moton safro. Bramakumem. Bayabura. Bayamajin kwa. Menyoba nanto. Munkwa denyinara.
Erati.
Mestro. Shromitin.
What
empowermentum.
Abansam.
Offin that recall.
Offin that.
Minun ye be Pierre Yabio.
Marun
sum will be yo.
Marun
sum will be yo.
Me
ya erati. Amen.
We believe you've been blessed by this powerful teaching from the Lighthouse Chapel International. For further inquiries, please write to Lighthouse Chapel International, P.O. Box 58, Katan 2nd D, or call us on 031-30044 or 0244 890986. We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 26 767 6055 +233 26 767 6055 or send an email to info@godswordforus.com info@godswordforus.com